Good morning. It is July 7th, 2012. The time is 6:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York, where I live, on an early Saturday morning as I get ready for work. And I am talking to you on one of three iPod Touches that I have, I'm in possession of and own. This one that I'm doing the audio boo on is the iPod Touch 4th generation. That would be the third one to the right of the in the audio boo clip art. And it's the one where, with the audio boo app, if I turn it, it still has the old app before the recent update, where I can turn the iPod Touch and I have the rotational capability of the recording screen on the iPod Touch. I believe that something audio boo is working on correcting on the latest update, which doesn't have that ability and will probably end up being reintroduced. But this audio boo is about Google Plus Hangouts on Air, and there is a difference. You have regular Google Hangout, and then the Google Hangout on Air is the ability to record and also utilize the YouTube Live feature. And the iPod Touch, being a mobile device, portable device, with the one I have in hand, the Generation 4, has no capability of taking part in an iPod Touch on air with its forward viewing camera. This inability of Google Plus Hangouts on air, I noted yesterday in an audio boo, G Plus Hangouts on air on my iPod Touch with a question mark. Well, I did some more testing yesterday, and you can capture a Google Hangout with a mobile device where whoever is hosting a Google Plus Hangout. I've done it where I've hosted one on my desktop, and then I've chimed in on my iPod Touch here, and you can use a screen capturing software such as what I was using. The software, it's a free download, EZVID, E-Z-V-I-D, and you can capture the screen, which I feel is too many hoops to jump through. So, but it can be done. It's nothing really new. It can be done with a little finagling and a little computer literacy knowledge. I've done it, but it's too many hoops to go through. I think if Google could flip a switch or do something to where you have that ability with a mobile device such as a iPod Touch 4th generation with forward viewing camera, you have a roving camera, in a sense, when somebody is hosting a Google Plus Hangout on air with the YouTube Live feature for others other than the normal 9 to 10 participants on a Google Hangout. So I think I'm going to continue doing the testing with my iPod Touches. This one is acquired, the fourth generation one I hold in hand, it used to be my daughter's, as I explained yesterday. It has a cracked screen, something that Mac at McCuglin here on Audio Boo can relate to with his iPhone. He had a little incident with it, but it was taken care of, which was good to hear. But I think the ability for an iPod Touch to be used in a Google Plus Hangout on air would be phenomenal, would be fantastic, and just a kick-ass addition to the already current ability to do Google Plus on air. So I'm going to continue on with this, and hopefully maybe something will come about here down the line with the utilization of software. But currently, using desktop capture, it's just too many hoops. So, but that's all I have this morning. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace, as I go back to my first cup of coffee here. You all take care.